Welcome to another edition of Better Said Than Written, the podcast supplement to Arts of Cultures. I'm your host, Tamika Cody. Now, it's been about a week since the police officer who strangled Eric Garner on Staten Island. He was not found guilty by a grand jury. And it's been about several weeks since Darren Wilson, the police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, was not found guilty by a grand jury after he shot and killed the 18-year-old Mike Brown. Now, both of these grand jury decisions where a white police officer has either strangled and killed a man or pulled out their gun and shot a young boy have caused enormous disruption in the United States of America. Earlier, I wrote a blog post about the United States taking a few steps back when it comes to civil rights. And, you know, it is a conversation that is on everybody's mind these days. As a mother, I worry about both of my children who are teenagers, black teenagers in the United States of America, and what their rights and their safety means. I had an opportunity to sit down with both of them on separate occasions to get their thoughts on what is currently taking place. First up, you're going to hear my 17-year-old son, who gave his opinion and his thoughts right after the grand jury found Darren Wilson not guilty of shooting and killing Mike Brown. And his reaction didn't quite surprise me, but there were some learning lessons afterwards. I'll fill you in a bit. So you know the backstory on Mike Brown and Ferguson. You're 17, senior in high school, basically almost the same age as he is. After watching this announcement of the grand jury verdict, how does this make you feel? What do you think about all of this?
I'm upset, and it's like, it's silly that the same thing that could have happened, that happened with Emmett Till, can still happen 60 years later. It's absurd to me. I mean, I'm all up for protests. I mean, I don't know if there should be violence or not. I feel like violence would definitely help change something.
Really?
It'll change something. Something will come of violence. I'm not saying that's the smartest decision.
Do you really think that violence would definitely help?
I just feel like violence will bring something. Anyways, that's not my point. I think that it's good that there's protesters there, but something should be organized to help change something.
When you're watching it.
But yeah, but like, a bunch of people standing around isn't going to change anything. Something should be organized politically. People need to raise money. People need a front face. And we need support. And then you go and fix the problem with time, money, and support.
How much time do you think it'll take to fix the problem in Ferguson?
I have no idea.
So if something like this was going on here in the town that you live in, right?
Uh-huh.
How much time, money, support do you think it will take to keep everybody under control and to educate the protesters and to educate the community members? How much time do you think it'll take?
I think it would take a long time, but Montclair already has a lot of people that would be willing to protest.
Peacefully or violently? Or both?
Both. More peaceful, though, yeah, I would think.
Okay.
There'd definitely be some violent people.
Okay, so you're saying that violent protesting will do something? What do you think it'll do?
It'll cause more people to want to act. Are you recording this?
Yep.
Oh. I mean, it'll get on the news.
I mean, but what
and
is that
more
gonna
people
do?
Know.
More people will die.
And more people, yeah.
More people will die.
More people will act.
More people will either act in one or two ways, either violently, or they'll try to calm people down, and then those people who are trying to calm
down, and then what?
Wait, hold on. Those people who are trying to calm them down, calm down the violent protesters, they put their lives at risk. My personal opinion, I don't think that there should be any violent protesting. I really am strongly, because I don't want to see anybody else get killed, hurt, shot, put in jail. It should be a peaceful protest. I don't know. Well, why do you think, besides that you think it'll make people want to stand up, why do you think that violence would make a way? Is it something that you learned?
It's happened before.
With, for example?
For example, civil rights movement.
Okay. But you do realize there was a particular time in the civil rights movement where I want to say that it was Malcolm X who was for violence, right? And Martin Luther King was for peace. But eventually, Malcolm X realized, you know what? Violence isn't the way to go. So let me put down my guns or put down my arms and then do this peaceful thing.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I just feel like they're just going to keep killing.
Okay, so here's a question for you.
The government's just going to keep killing people.
You think the government's going to keep killing people? Well, you mean the police officers?
Yeah, they're part of the government.
So, let me ask you a question. You're black in America.
Hmm.
Black American, 17, young man, same age probably as Mike Brown and Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
When you're walking down any street
in
America, Do you feel some sort of way that, you know, maybe they're looking at you differently or you have to act differently so you don't get harassed by
this morning, there's a police officer just being a crossword guard, and I felt intimidated. I don't want
to interact. Did he say something to you?
No, he's like, hold on a sec, guys. And he's like, all right, you can go. And I was just
maybe
like,
he was just making
no,
sure.
No, I know. He's just stopping the traffic, but still, like, just, I feel very uncomfortable.
So you're a little on edge.
I don't trust them. Okay. That they're killing people my age. Why can't they kill me? Just another one. I'm just another black-faced monkey to them.
Hey, you're not a black-faced monkey. You're not.
It's another target. Yes. Bang, bang.
So what do you think will help you no longer feel that way?
Have them stop killing people. Make some kind of laws.
Stop killing black people. Stop killing minorities.
Anyone.
Okay.
It shouldn't just be limited to black people, because anyone can get shot and killed. This should be something that concerns every person of every color.
But that's not the world that we currently live in the United States of America. Now,
hey, that's your generation.
Hey, I'm just saying. No, it's my your generation too.
My generation doesn't think like you guys.
Okay, that's fair. I give that to you. You're right. You're absolutely okay. I give that to you. So let me ask you a question. If the police officer was black and the kid was white and Michael Brown was white, do you think that the grand jury verdict would have been read differently? Same exact scenario. Your generation.
Is this in the same?
Same town, everything. Same exact scenario.
Wait, what do you mean my generation?
Because you just said your generation, they don't think like we do.
Mm.
So,
I mean, wouldn't I need time to see how things would change when I'm your age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
I didn't mean to dodge your question. I'm being like.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right. So, do you have anything else to add? You don't have to.
I don't know. I don't like police officers.
Okay.
I don't care if they're being nice.
Okay. Now, I also had an opportunity to sit down with my daughter, who is a sophomore in college, to get her reaction about Darren Wilson not being found guilty and what her thoughts are about Black America and civil rights. I also had an opportunity to speak with her boyfriend, who is 20 and also a sophomore in college.
And he actually plays on the same basketball team as Eric Garner's son. And the responses, I must say, it doesn't strike me. It's just raw, honest comments from young Black American kids.
It doesn't upset me. It's just, it's something always going on in the news. It's always that white on Black crime that doesn't get treated as any other normal crime. He should have went to jail. This shouldn't be a big thing.
Who's he should have went to jail?
Wilson.
Darren Wilson?
Yes, Darren Wilson should have went to jail. It shouldn't have been a huge thing. His body shouldn't have been on the ground for 4 hours. Because if I went and shot someone, I'm going to jail for life. If a Black man shot a white boy, going to jail for life. A boy just went to jail for killing a retired police dog for 23 years.
A dog?
Years.
A police dog?
Yes, you didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't know.
Yes, he's going to jail. He's 17, going to jail for 23 years for killing a dog.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and he is Black.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know about that one. So, how does this make you feel as a Black American, 19-year-old, living in America?
I mean, there's definitely been progress, but I feel like when we take a couple steps forward, we take, like, a huge jump back. Because it shouldn't be, this is racism, and there shouldn't be any.
Why? Because we have a Black president?
No.
But why
we've become so far. We've come so far. There's mixed interrace couples, interrace babies, Black and white people working together, CEOs, head of huge companies, Black lawyers, Black doctors. Why
is this still happening? So what do you think needs to be done in order for us to stop taking so many steps backwards?
No, I don't think there is anything that can be done.
I mean, you're a college student, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you live in a community where you see a couple of different sides of Black
mm-hmm.
people. Black people meaning from different social backgrounds. Socioeconomic backgrounds, very good. Would you be up for doing some sort of community service where you're encouraging some of these younger Black kids who were 9 times out of 10, you know, be locked up or, you know, for drugs or petty crime? Would you be willing to talk to them and, like, mentor them?
I would be willing to mentor them, but I feel like it's too much people who's already set in their ways.
But they're young. Don't you think you could get them while they're young?
Yeah, but I feel like when you live a certain lifestyle, and especially depending on, like, what class you're in,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like you can't change them because they're so used to that lifestyle. Because
it's ingrained in their head. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Interesting. Do you worry about your brother, who's 17? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, but I always, you know, he's a smart boy.
Like, when do you worry about him? Like, what are some of the things that you worry about? And this is in the context of what's going on.
When he's out late. Like, I know what's going to happen. Like, he's going to be out late with his friends. Like, I do it. But some police men are jerks, and they'll stop you for no reason.
Have you ever been stopped?
Mm-mm. One time, Talib was telling me how this policeman stopped him when he was walking home,
mm-hmm.
and he, like, had him on the ground and all that, and, like, checked his bag, and of course, like, he didn't have anything, and they wouldn't go.
What was Talib doing?
He's walking home from a friend's house.
What time?
I don't know, but his cousin lives close.
Yeah, but, like, what time was it? I'm not saying that.
I have no idea, but okay. It was, like,
shouldn't be out. I'm just
saying. But you can't tell every Black boy shouldn't be out.
You can tell every Black boy you shouldn't be out. Yeah, you can.
And they're not going to be like...
You have to talk to your kids. Like, okay, so the thing is that a lot of parents, mm-hmm. not a lot, well, I can't speak for every parent, but there are some parents who don't tell their kids what to do. Mm-hmm. Black, white, Hispanic, all races. Yeah. And you have to, as parents, it's up to us to be like, hey, make sure you meet curfew. Don't let what not, you know, whatever time of the night come, whatever your curfew is, and you're walking in the door, because there will be repercussions. You'll get your iPhone taken away, you'll be grounded or whatever.
I mean, but it doesn't have to be 2-3 o'clock in the morning for someone to, you know, get stopped and frisked by the police.
True. But children, young people, should not be out that late. That's just,
like walking the streets at what time?
2 o'clock in the morning.
That doesn't really happen. Or at least like my friends don't do that.
Yeah, your friends don't do that. So like, what? But sometimes AJ's like, oh, I fell asleep at Tyrone's. I'm like, and you're going to walk from Tyrone's house to our house? It's just a 5-minute walk. But at the same time, I'm like, I'd rather you just stay there mm-hmm. and deal with me the next day, because I don't want you out on the street, because anything can happen. But I feel that parents have to talk to their kids. This is just a general consensus. Maybe I'm looking at it too much as, you know, being raised in a Caribbean upbringing in a Jamaican home, but you can't be walking in the house all times of the night. You're supposed to be home.
These are American children, mommy. And the older they get, you know,
they're just gonna do whatever. What they want, and then just get shot. And then the parents are going to be like, oh my gosh, they shot my baby. And then we're going to be like, no justice.
Okay, so say if AJ was out at 8 o'clock at night and he got shot, would you blame it on him because he should have been inside the house? No. He shouldn't have been out. See?
Well, it depends on what he was doing.
Are you serious?
If he was back talking the cop...
Cops are disrespectful.
What? Yeah, and all the more reason.
Because they have authority, they can talk to you any type of way. You are not my parent. How would you like it if another grown man was talking to your daughter or your son, like, they lost their mom, like, they were...
Yeah.
You know?
I understand.
It's like, I understand, you know, your authority, you deserve respect, but at the same time, you gotta give it. And that's why these people don't respect you, and that's why a lot of people don't like cops.
Okay. But, so, given that we all know that there are some cops out there, because not all cops are bad, mm-hmm. given that we know that there are some cops out there who takes advantage of the badge and the blue mm-hmm. uniform, why not, since we know that, why not have it, like, a game plan in our head, be like, okay, if we get pulled over, or if a cop stops us, we just say yes, sir, no, sir.
Okay,
you know, put your hand above your head.
Then a cop could take it farther and be like, oh, are you trying to be smart with me?
No, sir.
But we have cops like that. Like, there are cops like that who be like, if you're yes, sir, and then no, sir, and then just, you know, doing whatever you need to do to not get in trouble, they think you're, like, trying to be smart about it.
Okay.
It's like you never win. Which makes it harder on the cops who are actually trying to do their job.
But then you never win if you mouth off to the cop.
No.
So it's a no-win situation on both sides.
Yes.
In every case.
No, in every case. Some cops...
You were rude with a cop once when you went to New York.
Yeah, because he spoke to me like he lost his mind.
And did he arrest you?
No, he didn't do anything, because I wasn't that type of person who was going to stand there and da-da-da-da-da. Like, I was going to keep it moving, but, like, I was going to let you know, like, don't talk to me like that.
Right.
Like, I'm not your child.
Right. Okay. How old are you? 20?
I'm 20.
You're 20. And you're a Black American man.
Yes.
Living in Montclair, New Jersey, all that good stuff. So you're aware of the whole Trayvon Martin thing and now the Michael Brown situation that took place in August, right?
Yes.
Did you pay attention to what happened on Monday night when they read the grand jury verdict?
No.
Do you know? Do you?
I know that he's free. That's what I do know.
He meaning who? Who's he?
I don't know his name, the police officer that shot him.
Darren Wilson.
Yeah.
Why don't you kids know the man's name? Aren't you guys on Twitter and social media?
Yeah, but they don't say his name.
Yeah, they do. Darren Wilson. Like, where is Darren Wilson? Y'all are like... whatever. Okay, so... Were you surprised that he was set free?
No.
Why weren't you surprised that he was set free?
There is no correct or incorrect answer.
Because he's white.
I was not expecting that. Okay, so...
It was either a short sentence, mm-hmm. probably 2 years in jail, or free.
Okay. How does that make you feel as a black man? A young black man?
Well, when I seen it on Twitter, it kind of made me mad, so...
I figured what was the tweet that you saw on Twitter that you were like...
That people were actually marching to Washington?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From St. Louis?
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't know that.
So...
So it made you mad because...
And the fact that Obama, he could have said something toward it or did something, him being the president.
Could he really? Does he really have... That's not how it works, though. That's not how the government works. He can't go in and be like, hey, Missouri, you have to make sure this man goes to jail.
He can appeal that decision.
But that's a lot of paperwork and...
Well, is it worth it, though? I think it's worth it.
Okay.
I feel like he should have spoke up.
Do you think he should have spoken up because he is black? Because what if it was a white president? What do you think that...
Either way, it's wrong.
Okay. All right. So what does this mean for you as a black American man? Are you going to be hanging out on the streets late night? Are you going to be talking back to the cops? Are you going to be...
I want to be a cop.
Oh.
So I figure the best change would be to become the system.
Okay.
Rather than fight it.
All right. So how are you... So you have brothers and sisters, right? Mm-hmm. All right. You have younger brothers?
Two.
And how old are they?
17 and 11.
Oh, wow. So right around the ripe age of every, you know, Mike Brown and younger kids who are also getting shot and killed in the streets. How are you setting an example for them to make sure that they don't end up like Mike Brown or Trayvon Martin?
Making sure that the people I keep around me aren't crime related.
Okay.
Everyone around me has a plan, a future, or something like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You had gotten stopped by a cop before.
Yeah, I got stopped at in Glen Ridge. I was walking on the street.
In the street, not on the sidewalk.
I was actually on the sidewalk, and I crossed the street to the other side because it was a skunk. Oh. So I didn't want to deal with that. So I went on the other side of the street, and he said it looked like I was running from a burglary, like I was robbing a house.
Did you tell him about the skunk?
Yes. And he smelt it. He smelt it. He was right there with me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, don't you smell the skunk? And he put me on the floor.
Like physically put you
on
the floor?
Yeah. And checked my bag and all that stuff.
Wow. Was this a white cop?
It was like five. It was like five of them.
Five white cops?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And what did your parents say when you went home and told them?
All I did was tell them, but I didn't get the badge number,
okay.
So I didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't do anything as far as, like, harassment.
Right. Okay. His phone's ringing. It's five cops for one kid.
Yeah. They thought I was robbing the nearby houses and had a gun on me. That's why they took my bag.
So how long were you in apprehension with the cops? How long did they have you?
About 25 minutes.
And what time of the night was this?
12, 1 o'clock.
What were you doing out at that time of night?
Well, I didn't have a car, so I was walking from friend's to friend's house.
Again, you couldn't get a ride from someone or call a cab? You know cops are out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sometimes you have to think about, it's like, can I just stay over, or let me just call a cab, or just call my parents and say, hey, come get me, or whatever. What?
I'm not
going to
do that.
Who?
A parent is...
Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's why your behind should be home.
Or pick you up. They're not going to do both.
Okay. Not in Glen Ridge.
Glen Ridge is right there.
There's no crime, though. Ain't no one going to rob me.
Okay.
That's why I walk.
But you're walking in a neighborhood that... Like, you don't belong in Glen Ridge.
That's a problem.
Are there black people in Glen Ridge?
No.
Okay. You're like, not one. Okay. How old were you when this happened?
18.
Okay, so you couldn't really
your parents couldn't really say, oh, you have a curfew. Mm-hmm. But then again, they could have said to you, listen, you're a black man, you should not be out on the street past XYZ times.
Yeah, they told me that after the fact.
Oh, so why didn't they tell you before?
I guess that was the first time that something like that ever happened. So.
Okay. So do you think that if they would have had this conversation with you throughout your, I guess, your teenage years, mm-hmm. you know, always having these conversations with you, do you think that you would have been, I guess, more prepared, or you would have known a little better not to leave your friend's house so late and come home a little earlier? And
well, I would have, as far as preventing what happened, I don't think I could have done that. Mm-hmm. But what I could have did afterwards, I would have known more. Right. I would have got his badge number. Then, and my uncle's a lawyer. Mm. So we could have went forward from there.
Right, right. Okay. So you had said that you want to become a cop, and instead of trying to fight the system, become the system, right? With the training that they have, I don't know much about the cops' trainings, but it appears to me that the cops have a trigger finger in the... They're trained to shoot to kill. They don't... Mm-hmm. They're not shoot to apprehend. Do you think that the training, there should be a better sensitivity training or a better apprehension training instead of just killing everybody?
Well, the law actually changed recently to that.
Oh, really?
To shoot to kill. Before, it was shoot to disable.
Okay.
Which means, like, shoot, the like, arms, around the legs and all that stuff.
Why did they change it from shoot to disable to shoot to kill?
I don't know.
Huh. The law within New Jersey or the law that's just not
for,
a government?
For police training.
Okay. That must be state law. I don't think that has, or maybe county law. I don't think that's across the board because every state is
But
different.
It's only shoot to kill when they have a lethal weapon as well. And they're...
And it's visibly...
And they're active pulling it out. Mm.
Now, like I said earlier, it's been about a week since a New York grand jury found the police officer not guilty for strangling Eric Garner by using a chokehold. And about a day or two afterwards, my son and I, we were watching Crash. And I had never seen the movie before until that night. And I was like, wow, this is really deep. I feel helpless because every scenario was just in your face, everyday, racist issues, especially the scene where the cop pulled over the black couple and the police officer basically molested the man's wife right in front of him. And I was like, this is just horrible. How can we prevent police brutality? How can we prevent more racist issues taking over the United States? How can we change? And my son turned to me and said, well, we've got to make a change. We got to start doing something. We've got to step outside the box and start helping others. And I said, okay, that makes sense. You know, it does start in the community, but I also believe that it starts at home. I also believe that it starts within our communities, and we've got to get out there and not just talk the talk, but we've got to walk the walk as well. Now, by the time you hear this podcast, you already know that there will be a march on Washington on December 13th to Capitol Hill to protest against police brutality and the racism that is striving throughout our police communities across the United States and killing these young black men by the request of my son, who sent me a text the day after we watched Crash and not too long after the Eric Garner grand jury decision came down. He said, Mom, can we go to DC for the march? I want to be part of it. I said, oh, I got to think about it. And after consulting with one of my other friends who is a black American parent, she said, you know,
Tamika, I think it would be a good idea, especially since if he's thinking about becoming an activist. And I said, okay. And I sent my son a text back and I said, we're going to go. We're definitely going to do it. So I booked the hotel and we'll be right there on Pennsylvania Avenue. And I'm going to definitely update you with what's to come bit by bit, pictures by pictures. Follow me on Twitter at TC's Views. I'll be live tweeting and I'll be live blogging. I will take tons of pictures. And at the end of everything, at the end of the weekend, I'm going to piece everything together and post it on Arts of Cultures. Because you know, it's a story that's trending and I'm making that personal connection. Thanks for joining.